Conference muted.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Barb Walter, and I am an Executive Silver Gift Director with Labella Baskets. Many of you already probably know me. I do your training calls for new consultants, so some of you might know me out there. But, you know, we want to welcome you tonight, you know, to be on our LBB Challenge call. I am also happy to have with me tonight one of our other fantastic team leaders and Executive Platinum Gift Director, Mary Strauss. Mary is on the call tonight. And we are going to be talking about time management and how to manage your life. So if you're having challenges making time to work your business, or if you need help getting focused and organized, believe me, this call is definitely for you. So let's get started tonight. We know that we have a lot of team members with super busy schedules, and even carving out an hour in your schedule can be a definite challenge. We have so many team members that are working their businesses around full-time jobs. You know, we have college students. You know, a lot of us have kids. You know, we're caregivers. I completely understand all of these challenges that I've gone through them, and, you know, we all have gone through these ourselves. So thank you for making your business important to you and the action that will take you all the way to the top with Labella Baskets. So keeping that up, it will pay off for you in the long run. So with that being said, you know, we're talking about time. You know, I just mentioned that we are going to talk about time management tonight. You know, how to spend and plan your time wisely so that you can have maximum results with your life and your business. You know, Mary and I are going to share about 20 tips for better time management that are going to help you out with your business. Many of these we have actually personally done ourselves and continue to do to this day. I mean, we've been here for a little over 3 years, both of us. So, you know, we've had a lot of time management issues that we have actually worked through ourselves during this time period. So, you know, we're happy to be able to share, you know, a lot of these ideas with you. But one of the most common problems in working at home is how to manage this time effectively. You know, we're merging this world of being a stay-at-home mom, such as myself, you know, a homemaker, you know, or a stay-at-home dad, for that matter, or a homemaker with a career world as well. So we're definitely blessed with this opportunity to have the best of both worlds, but it certainly can be a challenge with many of these times. Actually, you know, a lot of the times it's a challenge. But there are ways that you can work it smart, and you can work it very efficiently to get it all done. Everything that you need to get, you know, for example, taking care of your kids, cooking, cleaning, you know, all those responsibilities, and most importantly, being successful in your Labella Baskets business. When you put in a time management system into place, you can get more accomplished in a day. It can also help reduce personal stress and can help you from that ugly feeling of being overwhelmed. And instead, you will have a better focus, you can be in control, and you can be happy and enjoy the whole process and blessing of working at home. Again, I do know what it's like to have a super busy schedule, to have a busy life, and to try to build this business around everything I've got going on. I've been through a lot of different phases through the years of my business, and I'm really grateful for that because I can understand and help you guys figure out how to make the best of your time. You know, when I first came to Labella Baskets, I was a stay-at-home mom. I still am after 22 years. Of course, the company hasn't been around that long, but, you know, I have been a stay-at-home mom for 22 years. My kids are a little older now. You know, my youngest one just went to college. So, you know, things are a little bit different now in my life, but, you know, I still juggle, you know, with the time crunch. I have decided to take on a little extra part-time job, which is, you know, 5 days a week. You know, it's working with kids in an after-school care program. So, you know, now I'm really starting to understand a little bit more, too, on how I can manage my time during the day, because I leave at my time at 2:30 in the afternoon. I don't get back until 6:30 at night. So, you know, it's a little different now, and I need to figure out different ways to be able to do things. So, you know, I have learned an awful lot through the years on, you know, working with the time management, and I'd like to actually have Mary, you know, come on board with me right now and talk about some of the things and experiences she's had over the years. Mary?
Hi, thanks, Barb. Hi, everyone. Again, my name is Mary Strauss, and I was with Labella about 3.5 years ago. I started with Labella. I was working full-time outside the home, so I had to try and budget my time very carefully. I always get up. I still do. I get up early with my husband every morning, and what I do is I spend about 2 hours every morning answering emails and placing ads. Then throughout the day, I was lucky because I was usually the only one that was in the office, so a lot of times I could catch up on my emails throughout the day, but if I had to call somebody, I would always do that during my lunch hours. I just tried to fit it in wherever I could. Sometimes I got to speak to people. Other times I just had to leave messages. But I would come home at that point. I would, you know, fix my dinner, spend time with my family. And then usually between 7 and 8, that's when I would get right back to my business, and I would check my emails. I would finish making any calls that I could for the night. And that pretty much was, you know, my schedule. Everything I just kind of had to fit in there when I could. If I couldn't do something one day, I'd have to actually make up for it the next night. So I would either, you know, work an extra hour at night or even work an extra hour in the morning. I just would fit it in there somehow. The important thing is that, you know, you really do need to set up a schedule and that'll work for you. Everyone's not going to have the same schedule. So if you get a schedule that works, stick with it. My weekends, I would always do my ads. I would schedule, you know, tweets out and do all my postings and then other office work for Labella. But working my business, I figured out that I had to be smart about it because you can easily work at home and waste lots of time and be all over the place doing whatever because there is no schedule in place. You waste lots of time and lose that focus very, very easily. So today we'll be sharing with you guys what we do to get everything done. We have a lot of team members that start their Labella business while they're working a full-time job outside of the home. Like I just said, it may seem like you don't have the time, but you really do. No matter what your schedule is or whether you're a single mom, whether you're going to college, working two jobs, whatever you're doing, you can make time for this business. If we did it, we know that you can too. We tend to make time for what's important to us, and it's really all about prioritizing and creating that plan and schedule instead of watching maybe TV in the evening. Make a small sacrifice to turn that TV off and just do something that will help improve the quality of your life and your future. If you do that work now, in the future, you can relax a little bit because you know your business is growing. Another thing I would do is when I'm going to the grocery store, I would pop in maybe a personal development CD and if I was waiting in a doctor's office or getting my oil change or whatever, you know, if I was somewhere where I was waiting someplace, I would either return team members' calls or I would read, you know, personal development books. Whatever it took to get it done, I would do it. If I needed to get up again earlier or a little bit later, I just knew I would do it. I knew that making these sacrifices would eventually pay off and I would be able to come home and be with my family full time. And I knew it was only going to be temporary. And, you know, I can honestly say that, you know, those sacrifices that I made is definitely paid off for me because now I am working Labella full-time. And I think a lot of times people, you know, might be under the assumption that a lot of the top leaders here at Labella have easy, clear schedules, and it's really not true. We have a lot of people that are, you know, have very busy schedules. Like, for example, Amy Gonzalez has 4 teenage boys, and she has a very busy home life. We've got Jennifer Lewis, who has a couple children, and I know she's very busy because I believe she has different, you know, businesses going on in her life. Jennifer McLean is also a really busy mom, and she has health issues. So with that being said, I just want you guys to be ready and be prepared to have a pen and paper handy because we're going to be going through these 20 tips, and if I would like you to, you know, jot down little notes just to help you throughout the your, you know, planning your business strategies. Okay, so number one, create a designated workspace. If you have a separate room that you can turn into an office at your home, awesome. If not, no worries. Just make a space in the corner of a room that's only for your business. Make sure that that space is clutter-free and free of other things that will distract you. This setting will instantly, with, you know, as long as it's clutter-free, this will instantly put you in an efficient state of mind. When you have a designated workspace, you can easily figure out the dimensions of that space, and then as that can be a tax write-off for the portion of your mortgage, your rent, your utilities, your internet. It's just one of the many perks of, you know, having a home business. Number two, schedule your time. It's very easy to waste your day away. I know how it is. By the time, you know, I've had coffee, check my email, make some calls, hang around Facebook for a while, a lot of time, you know, it's already lunchtime or even after. That's why it's important to develop a daily schedule to organize your time. For me, I always try to do my personal development in the morning, so it starts the day off in a positive way. Then after, you know, they're up, I return emails and calls from my team members, maybe between 12 and 2, and that's when I focus on adding new business when I make and, you know, take prospecting calls no matter what, and I stick to that schedule. And how you structure your schedule doesn't really matter as long as it works for you. When you're making your schedule, you'll want to think about time you're spending talking to potential business customers, time for the training calls, time for the team members, and, of course, you got to have that time for your family and personal time as well. So when you don't have a schedule, it's very easy to get overwhelmed. What do I need to do, or what do I do first? And it just gets very easily gets confused. So by the end of the day, you know, you don't really know what you've done. In fact, if you can't be productive when you're overwhelmed, I mean, that's true, because I know when I first started out, I was kind of all over the place. I really did have to get myself in a special time frame for everything. It's hard to implement your passion when you're in a state of, you know, mind it's just crazy. So take about the first 15 to 20 minutes of every day, plan the day. Don't start your day until you completed planning your time for that day. The most important time of the day really is the time that you schedule to schedule your time. So you should never start your working day not knowing what you want to achieve by the end of it. Make a plan, even if you just take a sheet of paper and write down the top three things that you want to achieve for that day. But laying it out will make a huge difference in the way you spend your time. That's very important. Number three, determine what part of the day you have the most energy and feel the most productive, and schedule the things that have to get done during that time. For example, if you're a morning person, you might want to hit the phones first thing in the morning and start calling potential customers. If you have kids that are in school, then you want to get those calls done before they come home. If you have more energy and time in the evenings, and then you schedule after your dinner hour. But do what is, you know, the most productive for you. Number four, create a to-do list. It's really important to write down your goals for the day, for the week, and even for the month. Not only will you get more done, but you'll feel an, you know, exciting sense of accomplishment after, you know, you can check off your task on your to-do list. You'll want to prioritize your to-do list, put it in the number order, however, whatever you think is more important to get it done, okay? I'll even put dollar signs on the money-making activities, whatever works for you. You can list, you know, the have-to-get-dones or the like-to-get-dones. I have two columns when I'm, you know, doing my to-do list, so I have to get, you know, the dones and my like-to-get-dones for the day. So, and that to-do list, it sounds very simple. It's a very simple idea, but it's one that's overlooked, and a lot of times, you know, that makes a big difference in the success of your day. Once I create the to-do list and I stick to it, I'm really unstoppable. I get so much done, and I really feel proud at the end of the day versus the days I forget to do that to-do list. So you need to do that every day. That's very important. First thing you get up in the morning, prioritize what you want to have done, write it down, and put it on your to-do list, and just check it off as you go. Number five, focus on what you're doing. When you're working on that list, do one thing at a time, which is much easier said than done. I do this all the time. And something I've battled with in my business, but when I focus on what I'm doing, I'm much more productive. You will increase the concentration when you do this, and you'll be much more effective your value increases and your business grows. So focus on what you're doing. Don't be thinking about everything else that, you know, you have to get done. It's very easy to fall in that pattern, but schedule your time. Create the blocks of time that you created to complete the only task at hand, okay? So you don't feel guilty when you're working on that item on your to-do list. So, again, just focus on one thing at a time, and you'll get it done. Number six, stop checking your emails every 5 minutes. That's a huge time waster and a distraction. I know we're all drawn to, you know, the new emails that are coming in. It makes us feel good and makes us feel important, but ignore it when you're working on something. Every time you check your email and you're in the middle of working on something else, it pulls your focus from what you're doing, okay? You lose time trying to get back to that task. You lose momentum, it'll be on your mind wandering, you know, here and wandering there. I mean, I know it does for me. I don't know if it'll do that for all you guys, but I know it definitely does for me. So if you're working on something important, turn off your email, all those dings and, you know, the rings that come through. Don't let it distract you. Try to limit the amount of times you check your emails to about maybe 3 to 5 times a day. Of course, this is very hard to stick to, especially with the smartphone world that we do live in, where we have access to our email at every given moment. But just make sure that that number of times you check your emails per day is not preventing you from any important tasks that you're doing. Number seven, eliminate distractions. And by distractions, I mean TV, Facebook, Instagram, Candy Crush, all those things that pull us away from our business and, you know, and what needs to get done at the time. Eliminate them when you're working on your business. We all love those things for entertainment purposes, but there's a time and there's a place for all of that. It doesn't fit into the workday. So just eliminate all those distractions. Number eight, don't take personal phone calls while you're working. Obviously, we can't turn off our phone while we're working because we're expecting those calls from potential business customers. However, screen your calls during your work hours. More often than not, your personal calls that you receive are not super urgent. So if your best friend is calling you and you know it's just to chat, let it go to voicemail. Give them a call back after work. If you're working at a job for a boss, you wouldn't be able to take that call. Treat your business like the kind of respect that you would, and you'll get that respect back. Act like you're actually out in the business world, okay? So put those personal calls to voicemail for a little bit and get back to them later on. Number nine, shut the door. This may sound obvious, but it's hard to screen out distractions when your spouse, your kids, your neighbors walk in your office at any time and strike up conversations with you. So that's why it's a good idea to have your workspace in a room where you can shut the door when you, you know, have to make an important phone call or concentrate on your work. If that's not possible, just explain to your family that you have certain hours during the day that you'll be working and ask them to respect your boundaries. Now, of course, it's easier said than done, and it takes, you know, a little time for them to adjust to it. But, you know, if you're serious about it and keep telling them, they'll get to it. They'll get used to it. One problem that I have faced is that my family and friends think that since I'm working at home, I'm just sitting at home eating bonbons, watching shows, and think I have tons of time to hang out. And I have to remind them over and over again that, yes, I have flexibility here and there to do things with notice. But the majority of the time, I'm working and I'm building my business, just like, you know, someone who works outside the home. I really do take it seriously. Number 10, log what you do. Something great that we can do is monitor what you're doing on a daily basis. Get to know what you're spending your time on and work on improving, becoming more productive. Logging what you do will make a huge difference. It's much more effective than floundering around and letting the hours go by and not getting anything done. I've definitely fallen victim to that, so on more than one occasion. But when I log what I do, I'm much more productive, and you don't want to go through your day half unconscious and all over the place, and especially you don't want to get to the end of the day and not know what you actually did that day. You'll feel just exhausted and overwhelmed, and you'll feel awful, and a lot of times you even feel guilty about that, and that will not create success. The great thing about logging what you do is that you can find out where you're wasting your time, where you're confusing activity and accomplishments. You will learn your numbers as long as you log what you do. How many ads does it take to generate the leads that you need? How many presentations does it take to enroll a member? Any successful person knows their numbers. Log all of it. It's going to help you, and it's going to help you with your goal setting. For example, if I want to have 10 new business partners or sell 5 gifts for the month, I can tell you how many presentations I need to make because I track my numbers. Any successful person is going to know their numbers. They know what they're passionate about. They know what they need to spend their time on a daily basis. So log what you do and start doing that today. Okay, Barb is going to take over from here. Barb?
Thanks, Mary. Great information. I love it. Okay, number 11, everybody, multitask. One of my favorite things. I think I started doing this, I think, when my first child was born. Because, you know, time is so valuable, you know, in trying to get things done. But when you're working at home and you're talking to someone else who wants to work at home on the phone, for example, it's a good thing that you can walk around your house and you can talk to them while you're picking up toys or other things around your house. I can clean my whole house while talking to prospects. They don't know this because I'm pretty quiet when I talk. I've got a Bluetooth. You know, so, and I love walking around and talking to people at the same time. I think the only time that I'm actually sitting at my desk at that point is when I actually make that, you know, when I first pick up the phone and start calling them. Most people will love the fact that you're at home and have the freedom to also do other things. You know, many people are going to think, hey, I want to be at home making money while also taking care of my home and family. So it's okay to say that and to do that because they want to work from home. And let's say if they hear your kids in the background. With me, it's my dog because my kids are gone. But, you know, you can use that to your advantage. You know, I would incorporate your kids into your presentation, you know, if they're around. You know, some people like to purchase, we just talked about this, you know, a headset. Like I said, I have a Bluetooth to work on this. Or, you know, some people just like to carry around the phone, you know, just like the good old-fashioned days. You know, that's okay, too. Number 12, work in 30-minute blocks. It is so easy just to flounder around and do whatever comes to mind at any given minute, but don't allow yourself to operate that way. Take an activity and give yourself a full 30-minute block of time where you can only focus in on that one activity. Turn everything else off, the TV, Facebook, I mean absolutely everything. Just focus in on that one thing. I do this with my emails especially. You know, I say I'm going to sit here and answer emails for 30 minutes and not do anything else. You know, you can set a timer if you need to for this, you know, but I find myself a lot more, being a lot more effective with my time and getting a lot more done when I do work in 30-minute blocks. It also helps for those who get bored easily. You know, switching the task every 30 minutes, it just helps to get your day going a little bit more of a fun way. Number 13, great idea here. Ask someone to watch your kids. This is great when you schedule someone to watch your kids so you can get some work done without any distractions. And I'm not talking about getting your laundry done here. I'm talking about actually sitting down and working with your Lavella Baskets business. You can talk to some of the other moms in the neighborhood or a daycare and see if they want to do, you know, some play dates. You can have their kids over in another day and then send your kids over to them so you can really get some work in. Number 4, ask for help. Let me tell you, this is a real tough one for me to do. I'm an only child, so asking for help has never been one of my things. I kind of like doing it independently and doing it myself. I've been that way since I was a kid. But, you know, really, if you want to make your business to be successful, ask your friends, your kids, your spouse, your family members, you know, anybody that you have to, you know, do some things and help you out with some things. You know, I've asked my kids, you know, in the past, you know, when I'm swamped and, you know, I'm trying to get my work done, dishes are piling up, dishes are cleaning the dishwasher, but somehow they just don't get it. You know, they think mom can do everything. Well, you know what? I've asked them to do it. You know, say, hey, you know, I'm trying to get my business going. I'm trying to work on my business. Can you empty the dishwasher for me? You know, that's not a problem. You know, go ahead and ask. You know, have your husband or your wife make dinner one night. You know, that's a good thing so you can have that extra time. You know, when we ask for help and we get it, we can be more productive and be much happier and reach our goals a lot quicker. Number 15, use technology. You know, this is one of the things we love is our technology. You know, we're living in this age where technology is, we have it at our fingertips everywhere we go. You know, but you know what? There is some bad with that, but you can really use it for a lot of good. You know, texting, instant messaging, Twitter, Facebook, you know, phone apps. You know, you can use these to help save time with communicating with other people. For example, in your business, make sure all your team members know that they can access you by these methods. You know, a text to answer a quick question is much more effective than a 30-minute phone conversation. It not only saves you time, but it saves your team member time as well. If you have a smartphone, look into getting an app that will help you get with creating a schedule and a to-do list. You know, set up reminders for the things that need to be done. You know, I know there's a lot of apps out there for time management. You know, I think you can just probably look under in the app stores under productivity, and you'll probably find a lot of them out there, and most of them are probably free at that. Number 16, team calls. Attending team calls is a huge time saver for everyone. We all have the same questions, and we all need to learn the same stuff. You know, pretty simple there. Jumping on these calls and learning all together is a huge time saver. You know, for example, imagine a team leader who has 30 team members, and all 30 of them need to learn prospecting tips, how to post free classified ads, you know, et cetera. But, you know, instead of having the leader talking to each person individually and explaining this whole process 30 minutes at a time, you know, why not jump on one call and you can all learn together about how to posting free classified ads and learning prospecting tips. You know, and after that, they can contact you with quick questions. You know, this is a big time saver for leaders, but for all of your team members as well, so they can focus in on getting into action and getting the check into their hands quicker. You know, a lot of the things that we have out here with Labella Baskets, you know, are already there for you, and they're time saving. You know, these LBB challenge calls that we've been doing, you know, this is a great way for all of you to get together and to learn these things at the same time. You know, we've talked about many different ideas on the time management tonight. You know, we've talked about, you know, how to get your leads. You know, there's just a lot of things you can all do in one call. Number 17, please use our Facebook group. I say this all the time, you know, when I'm doing the consultant calls. We've got a phenomenal group out here, ladies and gentlemen, that, you know, it's a time saver as well. You know, everybody is here to help you, to support you. All you need to do is be on our Facebook group. So it's a private, closed group. It's not intimidating. You know, we all share things out there, and we love helping. You can get your answers to any questions within seconds. Mia just mentioned last night on our calls about, you know, some of the people that actually are there half the night, because a lot of us Labella Basket consultants, you know, just love to be working our business no matter what time of the day or night. So you're always going to find somebody out there on the Facebook group. But, you know, it's a great way to be able to get to know other consultants, and your team members will be out there too. But, you know, really, if you're not a member of that Facebook group, you really need to be. Number 18, wake up 15 minutes earlier. I know, nobody wants to hear about this, but this is kind of neat. I like this one. Wake up 15 minutes earlier than you need to every morning. 15 minutes earlier makes such a big difference in your day. This is a simple tip that will help you make and set the tone of your day. You can take these 15 minutes to really enjoy your peace and quiet. You can get that coffee. You know, you can, you know, read your personal development and just relax a little bit before your crazy busy day starts. You know, it will make a difference. So, you know, I'm going to tell you, give it a try. You're really going to notice a difference in how your days flow, even in that 15 minutes of time. Number 19, take care of yourself. Get plenty of sleep, exercise regularly, eat healthy. You know, yes, I am a mom, so it sounds like, yes, I am kind of being the mom here. But you know what? It's going to make a huge overall difference in your energy levels, your attitude. in your ability to learn new things, you know, how you do treat people and how you handle those day-to-day obstacles and things you might run into, some of those brick walls. You know, this is going to really help you and make a big difference in your days and in your life. Number 20, give yourself time to create an effective routine and an efficient routine. Good time management requires discipline and it requires commitment. It takes a bit of time and energy to master this, but you kind of learn this from being number 19. If you're in good health, you know, this is going to be a little bit easier for you for one thing. But it's an amazing process all the way around. You know, you're going to find that you're going to think better, you're going to work better, you're going to develop a higher self-esteem, and you're all around going to be a happier person. You know, your family's going to appreciate you too because you are going to be happy. You're not going to be stressed out. You know, so just remember that everyone is going to manage their time differently. So, you know, not all of these 20 tips will work for you. But, you know, we put them together so that, you know, we thought it's a really good starting point for everybody because we have found, you know, through the years that with our different schedules that we've all had, that life is crazy. It's crazy busy. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. But, you know, if you can try to keep everything to a routine, you're going to find out it's going to be a lot easier. So please make time to figure out what you need to do. Make your to-do list, schedule your time, prioritize your day, eliminate those distractions, and most importantly, please stick to this plan. A successful business starts with good time management. Make it your goal to become a master of your time, and everything around you will grow. So, today's homework is to study these 20 tips. I know you couldn't write them all down, but, you know, go back. You know, listen to the recording and find out what you can do to implement these ideas into your business to help you grow it and help you be successful. You know, Mary and I want to thank you so much tonight for being on the call, and we hope that these tips will really help you. You know, stop by that Facebook group and let us know what you've come up with. You know, we'd love to hear your ideas and how it's working for you. But you guys have a great evening. Mary, if you want to say goodnight to everybody as well.
Good night, everybody, and thank you very much for being on the call. We do hope that these tips have helped you. And like Barb said, we'd love to hear from you in the Facebook group how you're doing with them.
Thanks, everybody. Good night now. Have a great week.